All your podcasts belong to us.
TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance Broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overview, that one and only show featuring the world-famous champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers, the man, the myth, the digital demigod of doing it right, Skeptic Overlord!
Well, hello again. This is the Skeptic Overlord with another Skeptic Overview for Friday, September 16th, 2005, and it is Friday, thankfully. It's been a hell of a week. A lot has happened on the board. ATS has a bunch of new podcasts, new members podcasting, that's fantastic. We'll get into a little bit of that. New feature on the podcast page that we're going to cover, and those pod threads are just taking off like mad. Getting into a little bit of the board business, we're going to cover something coming up next week and a few rumors in the background, and maybe even read some of the complaints threads so you can see what's going on there. And going to look at a couple threads tonight and two new things, completely new, only in the Skeptic Overview. Listeners will have a chance to actually win ATS points. So hold on, and here we go. Well, podcasting. It's just gone crazy and above top secret. Let's have a look at the podcast page right now. Do a refresh. And 174 podcasts. Can you believe that? 100, yes, I know. 174. Let's really hear it. Come on. Yes, that's it. 174 in 3 weeks. Just amazing. Yes, and tonight, a pod virgin on the board, Mr. Whoopi, with a BTS humor submission, sort of chronicling his brief trouble getting the microphone plugged into the right place. So let's don't miss Mr. Whoopi's podcast there. And as always, it appears as though podcasting is just a wonderful, wonderful boon, at least to the discussion forums, because it appears as though since the podcasting feature has been released, Magic is typing a lot less. Yeah, I know that's a great relief to those of you who are involved in the discussion board threads that Magic is involved in. The ATS feed, we have a few new submissions lately, some great stuff that you should not miss. TSK, The Shadow Knows, has posted a podcast call for his votes for the new council election. Campaigning by podcast, that's just a wonderful thing. And Safa Krau has again posted another interesting podcast, Constitution Day 2005. I heard that earlier today. It's a great listen. I had it in my iPod while I was on the train, so that's exactly what the podcasts are for. And by the way, we received a complaint in the complaints forum today that someone was a little, I don't know if ticked off is the word, but just irritated that he received the UTU earlier today about the things going on with the podcasting, with something coming up in the Skeptic Overview today, because he didn't have an iPod. And that's really not the case. Apparently, though, if you think that's the case, you're not listening to this right now. But really, spread the word out on the board. We've created podcasting in a way that really anyone can be involved, simply by clicking on the MP3 files. I mean, that's the easiest way as possible. But really, the technology to subscribe and have these things downloaded to either your computer, if you have iTunes installed, or any other reader like Winamp or RSS feed catcher, you can get involved in podcasting and hear what's going on. So the terminology podcasting grew because it was primarily Apple iPod users who adopted the word pod. Plus, you know, fully three quarters of all the people using MP3 players are on iPods. So, I mean, come on, get with it, will you? And the The political debate kind of kicked off. We have two debates ready to start. One started with the Shadow Nose versus Jamoon on gun control, and hopefully Oops Against Magic on conservatism versus liberalism. However, we're waiting for the first entry from Oops. Maybe that's a Oops. I don't know. That, no, there's no laugh track for that one. That was bad. So that's it for podcasting today. Just fantastic what's going on. Before I forget, and this does give you the clue that these are completely unscripted. I have some notes here of things I expect to cover in the skeptic overview, but really there's no script going on, as you can, I'm sure, tell by how I wander around here. One new tab has appeared on the podcast page. On the far right, you'll see a tab for podcasters. Click on that. And you can see a list of all the members that have contributed podcasts. So after you scroll past Magic, let me see, I can scroll. Okay, there's the rest of them. there's a lot of great stuff here to see who's really contributing and see the number of members beginning to contribute to podcasts, which is fantastic. And I know we give Magic a hard time, but he's really embraced podcasting on ATS, which is fantastic, and that's exactly what we're looking for. And there's some great stuff in his feed as well. So have a look at the podcast page. And just start to get involved. Pick up the microphone, like everyone is saying, and just belt it out like anybody's business, and you're going to have a blast. And let's cover a few things, board business-wise. Next week, hopefully Monday or Tuesday, if everything gets squared away in time, that new sponsored forum we talked about in the two overviews ago, will begin to appear. It's brought to you by the producers of a TV special dealing with Atlantis. We're going to begin putting some of the content up there, some of the unique research that they've uncovered, and hopefully sometime soon one or two of the researchers and possibly the producer from the show will come on and be involved in the forum. So this, as we alluded to last time, is the kind of way we're really trying to encourage companies with similar content as ATS to get involved in advertising, to create a new feature for the forum and get involved with the sponsored forum, so that it's more than just slapping banners up on the website, and they really do get involved. Now, there's two, I'm just going to read these right off, sort of these press release things I got. There's two things that I think have to do with ATS that we saw on the newswires today. That one coming from Hollywood, let me see, let me read this. It was rumored today that a certain Hollywood executive of rank at a major studio became enthralled with the idea of a television show based on a certain popular website dealing in strange and bizarre topics. I wonder what that means. And this other one, I don't know if this is related. This one comes from New York, way over on the other side. Entertainment reporters were all abuzz over the goings-on of a strange, large, bald man in a red spandex suit, arguing strangely about the details of his trailer and salary for his personal stylist. What these two mean, they could be connected, but we can only guess what exactly they mean. And moving on, the ATS Weekly went out this week. Some good stories in there. We've just heard that the famous, infamous in some ways, famous in other ways, always one with something to say, Thomas Crown, will be having a weekly column in the ATS Weekly newsletter. So that will not be something you'd want to miss. And I can guarantee you that... We're going to be better off reading his words than hearing his voice in a podcast. So it's good that that Thomas is going to be involved in the newsletter that way. So now let's have a look at something that's rarely revealed to the membership at large. That's the inner workings of the complaints forum. Each time you use the complain or gripe or idea button at the top of the page, your post actually goes into a dedicated forum that the counselors and staff, the moderators, super moderators, admin can see and comment on. So when we say every comment is at least discussed, that's essentially true. So looking now, we have we have a complaint from Small Peeps that we haven't yet been able to figure out. So if you're listening to this podcast, please help us understand what you mean. Your complaint just said, "God, make the bowel commercial stop." And Magic kindly responded with a link to KO Pectate. And maybe that's exactly what you need. So, but otherwise, some clarity there will help us understand what you're complaining about. And a hapless member, a new member, unfortunately, I think we'll keep him under wraps at this point. Says this isn't a complaint or a gripe or anything, more of a query. Over the past few days, I've posted two topics to which I didn't get any replies. Am I invisible? I'm asking this as recently as I saw that a member received a message from a mod saying that his or her posts were not coming up on the boards. Is this happening to me, or am I just posting topics that others aren't really interested in? So following up, Rant said, I've assured this user that he's not invisible or on ignore. And as it happens, unfortunately, with big active discussion boards like this, a lot of the new members can get lost in the sauce. Don't tread on me, said, I feel his pain. He's new, and he'll get the courage to make his first new threads. Nobody wants to talk to you about it. So we'll move on. And then Magic knows the transparent feeling when other members aren't quite watching you. And then a couple moderators responded that they're going to send a UTU to this member to help him understand. And Magic is calling in the mystery men to help out with this one. So another one, we had a member post a warning or an alert, apparently. This is really a first. It came in a couple days ago. The complaint subject was, keep an eye on this thread. And he responded, again, we'll keep this member on the lowdown. He said, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get reamed by some people for his reply. And then he linked to the thread. So it was kind of very very helpful to us to let us know that he was going into controversial ground and that maybe we should keep an eye on the thread and ban him if we needed. So very, very helpful there. Thank you very much. Something new that's going to be appearing in every Skeptic Overview is a little bit of fun. We're going to have at least one interesting way for members to listen to the podcast and earn some points. So a little known secret of the deep, dark past of the Skeptic Overlord is that, yes, indeed, I was a disco DJ. Yes, have a little fun. It's a big laugh. No, not really. Think about it. Think about that era. Where was the sound booth that was up on high with a commanding view of the dance floor? You were controlling every movement out there with your music. And where were the girls? Well, they were around the sound booth. So not such a bad idea, was it? Anyway, I'm going to bring three, sometimes four, songs from the diverse and well-heeled MP3 library of the Overlord from my playlist and give you a chance to guess which three songs they are. I'll need the artist and song title. And if you guess and post it to the comments thread for this podcast, you will get 20,000 BTS points. So listen closely. I am going to play it a couple times, and here we go. Oh, that wasn't much at all, was it? The Overlord is evil. Let's hear it one more time. Yeah! Oh, that shouldn't be too hard. One of the things about my career as a disco DJ is I tended to lean towards the funk side of things, and those three certainly give you a clue as to some of my taste, and we'll be covering music from different eras. I do have some modern material in the playlist, but this one sort of gets it off to a start. So in the podcast comment thread for the Skeptic Overview, simply post your guess for those three songs. I need in order title and artist for each of the three songs, and the first one to post it correctly will receive 20,000 BTS points. So there you go. Have at it. As we look at the discussion board, and this intro music for this segment actually is rather appropriate for the thread I'd like to look at tonight. There's a relatively popular thread that every time a new person gets involved, it just turns into a really great read. And I was spending some time reading it earlier, and it's I just didn't have enough time. But what I did saw is just really, really enthralling. The thread in the Paranormal Studies forum, "Have I Disturbed Someone?" Revisited, is really a great thread to have a look. And by the way, if you haven't noticed this noise here, I don't yet have a microphone stand. So when I shift the damn microphone around, you're going to get some background noise. I'm sorry. We'll get one of these pretty soon. Anyway, back to the thread. It was started, let's have a look at the first page. I've got that up right now. It was started some time ago, and it's actually been carrying along. There's 28 pages. And it began back in July of 2003. So it's really been a long-standing thread that gets added to every once in a while that's just taken on a life of its own. If you haven't had a chance to catch up on this thread and read through it, it's in many ways it does really read like a very well sequenced mystery novel, or in some ways. So really, have a look. Highly recommended thread, and it should keep you captivated for at least a couple evenings as you read through and possibly get involved. And a new thread from Watchman 77 in the War on Terrorism forum brings up a great topic that I think has been lost recently with some of the world events, especially the Katrina occurrences and tragedy in the Gulf Coast of the United States. It's in the War on Terrorism forum. And the title of the thread is, "Where the Heck Are the Terrorists?" I'm just going to read a little bit of the first post here now. "For the past 4 years, we've been told by our government that we must give up our freedom and our privacy in order to protect our country from the evildoers who seek to destroy the American way of life. We've gone to war with two countries and made enemies with many others in order to keep the terrorists off American soil. Well, my question is, where the heck are the terrorists now?" And that's a very good question. If you recall the media leading up to the U.S. election here, and the terror alerts, and the Republican convention, and the evildoers, and the war on terrorism, and the international terrorists, and the terror that is repeated over and over again, you have to sit back and wonder, well, what happened to all that? It became silent. We were told to be scared and fear the terrorists, and lo and behold, there really hasn't been much happening since the election and other distractions. So it's a good question that deserves to be asked. I know this has been asked a few times over the forum in the past few months, but really it's another good question that, like, I'm going to say it's a good question like 17 or 18 times here for that thread, but it is. And get involved in the thread, and let's get that particular discussion rolling. And also this week we had a question about our big boards ranking and how that happens. And we are now ranked at 444, which is pretty good considering that we entered the big boards category at like 650. But I want many of our old-time members to remember that when we entered at 650, there were only about 827 boards. And now there's over 1,200 boards, and we are at position 444. So as a general ranking and of overall percentage, we are up there in the upper tier of boards as far as total number of posts. And as some members responded to that question, we certainly have much better quality material than almost every other board above us. If you look at some of the really popular boards as far as post count, it's just a bunch of a crazy me too one-liner half-assed posts that are just there to increase post count. And it's just crazy. We really have, as you know, a policy against that, and still we are rising fast in the big board ranks, so it speaks volumes for what our members are doing. But this question caused me to get a little nostalgic, if you will. And looking at the front page of the forum, we are rapidly approaching 2 million posts. We're at about just shy of 1.7 million posts between all the boards, which is quite a feat. And not that long ago, we were celebrating 100,000 posts. Comparatively speaking, it seems like just yesterday for some of us that were still on the board back then. So what I'm going to ask as another opportunity to win 20,000 ATS points, the first member that can link to the thread that asked members to predict a date that will hit our 100,000th post will receive 20,000 ATS points. So again, find that thread that asked members to predict the date on which we will hit our 100,000th post. Post it in the podcast comments thread for this podcast, and the first to do so will win 20,000 ATS points. If you've been following along in iTunes, you'll notice something different with this podcast. It's an enhanced podcast, at least hopefully. In the lower left corner where you normally see album cover art, you'll see artwork come up in synchronization with the different segments of the podcast. And when I discuss threads, you'll actually see a thread link come up so that from in iTunes, you can click on that and hopefully go to the thread that I'm talking about. And this will be something we're integrating into each Skeptic overview as things go along, and make a more seamless presentation about Above Top Secret. So, well, there's the music, and that means that it's almost over. Long one tonight. We're pushing 23 minutes. I got a little long-winded. Maybe I'm being influenced by magic. Who knows? But anyway, thanks for listening, and keep podcasting, and most importantly, keep posting on the forums.